So the Torah delineates the names of various nesivim in Perek Aleph. It's called El Yosef ben Du'uel, and Perek Beis, the name of the Nasi of Negad is El Yosef ben Ru'uel. So the Shon Ma'ol Bavid, why is it that the Torah changes from Du'uel to Ru'uel? And then the second question, what's the significance of the name Ru'uel? Then the third question, Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah brings down, is always read the Shabbos before Shavuot, always has to be read before Shavuot. So the question is, what's the lesson we should learn from this parasha before Shavuos? Okay, so to explain the difference between Du'uel and Ru'uel, there's many different answers given in Rishonim. So the Ramban explains that the Lashon of Du'uel is a Lashon of Yada Kelda. He knew Hashem. And he explains that Ru'uel's Lashon Rayon Shokelda, he also, it's a Lashon of knowing Hashem. So according to the Ramban explains that there's really no fundamental difference. They're both just ways of expressing knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we look at some of the other Rishonim, they explain differently. The Moshe of Skin, for example, explains Ru'uel, it's a Lashon of Rei Lekela. A person becomes a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Moshe of Zakenim, Du'uel is a Lashon of one who knows Hashem, but Ru'uel is one of a Lashon of becoming a Rei'a to Hashem. So the question is, what's the significance, I guess, of this transition from Du'uel to Ru'uel? So perhaps we can explain as follows. So the way one knows Hashem is through studying Torah. And as the Maharal and the Rambam explain more in the Vuchim, the one Torah is the chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, one who is Yada Kel, one is a Du'uel, one who is Yada Kel, then therefore they're going to become a Re'ela Kel, they're going to become a friend to Hashem. What's the significance of the name Ru'uel? So the idea of Reyes, as my friend Benjamin Broth, in his vort for in his Joshua, he gave us a time, so he explains, based off the Gra and many others, that the idea of Reus is that it implies a connection that connects all the way back to the Sharish. So, for example, my friend Biyam explains that when the Bracha at Shavuot Bracha, we say Reim Ahuvim Kiganedim, meaning because the Reim Ahuvim, they're connecting all the way back to the very Sharish, they're connecting all the way back to Ganedim. So, likewise, Ru'uel is signifying that someone who's although connected back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the very Sharish. And it can be explained that the Torah is the Shorish of the Torah is the Shorish of the Bria, because the Zohar teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the world to create the world, and therefore the Torah essentially is the Shorish of the Bria. The idea being that if it wasn't the same way when it comes to a tree, if you cut the roots of the tree, there's not going to be a tree. The same thing is true when it comes to Torah and the Bria. Chazal Gemara says that if it wasn't for the Torah would go back to Bo. Essentially, without Torah, then the world would be losing its roots, and therefore it automatically have to go back to Tov Vavoh. So what emerges is that the significance of the name Ru'uel implies a reus, implies a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's connecting all the way back to the Shoresh. So the idea that we're supposed to take from this parasha is that through Torah, then a person has the ability not only of being a Du'uel, one of knowing Hashem, but they also have the ability of being a Ru'uel, they also have the ability of being one who becomes a Re'elikal, being one that's able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way back to the very Shoresh of the Bria, because that's really the Karach of Torah.